Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The city of Oakland has released documents related to an FBI investigation which led to a raid of Mayor Sheng Tao's house in June. All right, Phil, so from where do these documents originate? What part of the city of Oakland, and what kind of picture do they paint?
Well, it's interesting. The San Francisco Chronicle sort of couldn't get any information from the FBI. So what they did was ask the city to give them copies of what they gave the FBI. And under the Freedom of Information Act, the city complied. Most of the documents come out of the mayor's office, the city administrator's office, Sheng Tao's office, and also the Port of Oakland. And they revolve around a couple of deals involving the De Jong family. And they are the owners of California Waste Solutions, which has the exclusive contract with the city of Oakland to haul its garbage and recyclables. They've also been very, very big donors to politicians in Oakland and Alameda County, not the least of which includes Attorney General Rob Bonta, Mayor Sheng Tao, and a host of city council members. They're on a very, very friendly terms with them. And in 2023, Waste Solutions decided to get into the homeless business. Basically, they wanted $90 million to go to a company called Evolutionary Homes that they set up, with the idea is to build 300 tiny homes out of shipping containers. And this was more money than the city had, and they were looking for the city to bend some rules to get it done. And Sheng Tao helped set up meetings on that.
So is this, are these allegations leading to what could be pay-to-play criminal charges, or is it just a little nebulous at this point?
Well, it could lead to pay-to-play. The question is who paid and who played. As it stands right now, Sheng Tao is adamant that she is not a target of the investigation, even though they raided her home, a home she shares with Andre Jones, who also worked at City Hall when she was a city councilwoman. They live together, and the FBI and feds are also looking at him. The question is, as you said, okay, is this pay-to-play? That's what they're looking at. Is there proof of pay-to-play? That's a far different story. And so far, the FBI isn't talking much, although they have convened a grand jury to look into it as well. Who got paid and what the play was remains to be seen. The deal is on two fronts. One, as we said, Evolutionary Homes and trying to get a city contract for that by issuing a state of emergency that would bypass red tape. The other one is for a piece of the Oakland Army base where the Waste Solutions wanted to set up a recycling plant. So what you have here is a very giving family that is given to a lot of politicians and then came in with an ask. And when you have those combinations, it raises flags. You don't necessarily have to do something that you and I would see as illegal for the feds to get involved because they want to check it out. And in Sheng Tao's case, the checking out included raiding her home, which was a huge setback for her attempt to stay in office during the recall. That's the way politics works. And the timing of it, she said, was questionable. And she was saying perhaps people were out to get her. The other answer might be perhaps you got into something a little too close to where you should have been. And if it wasn't illegal, it doesn't look good. And in politics, you know, you have the court of law, but you also have the court of public opinion. And I think she lost out on that trial.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.